Again, I'm very happy to be here with you.
Encore, sommes très contents d'être avec vous.
I'm just going to start from where Brother George stopped.
Je vais continuer avec ce que le frère John a dit.
We're starting from this.
On va continuer donc avec le tableau.
From this table,
avec
this
tableau,
picture.
Avec
and then,
image,
by God's grace, we'll see how far we can go. Amen.
Et avec la grâce de Dieu, on verra où on peut s'arrêter.
Amen. Amen. I intend to go back to some of the things he has looked at.
Je vais donc revenir sur certaines des choses qu'il a déjà dit.
And you know, to look at other scriptures also regarding
et
those things.
Cela, quelques écritures de
because it's important that your foundation is strong.
Parce que c'est important que votre fondement soit
fort. Many people in the church do not have a foundation.
Il y a beaucoup de personnes à l'église qui n'ont pas de fondement. Qui n'ont pas
many
de
of us are running without proper foundation.
On vit sans une fondation très solide.
And the strength of your faith is the foundation you have.
Et la force de votre foi dépend de votre fondation.
Amen. Amen. I am very mindful to bring foundation to God's people.
Donc, j'espère apporter la fondation de Dieu.
Because I personally, God invested so much to give me a foundation.
Parce que moi,
amen.
Dieu a tellement investi en moi pour avoir une fondation.
So it's always my desire that other people should have very good foundation.
Mon désir c'est que tout un chacun puisse avoir une bonne fondation.
Because there is a storm that is coming.
Parce qu'il y a un orage qui vient.
Trouble is coming.
Il y a problèmes qui arriveront.
And the trouble that is coming is not going to be announced.
Et le problème qui arrivera ne sera pas annoncé.
Ebola landed in Nigeria less than 1 month ago without notice.
Ebola s'est pointé au Nigeria. Il y a quelques jours de cela.
And that is trouble for every one of us.
Et c'est un problème pour tout chacun de nous.
I work in the hospital and right now we don't even know what to do.
Et aussi à l'hôpital, on ne sait pas où donner la tête.
Je travaille à l'hôpital.
Au hôpital.
Je travaille à l'hôpital. Les personnels de santé ne savent pas où donner la tête.
And everybody is confused. We don't know what to do.
Et tout à chacun est confus.
Without notice.
Sans savoir.
Ebola can wreck the economy of Nigeria if care is not taken.
Ebola peut éradiquer l'économie du Nigeria si les mesures appropriées ne sont pas prises.
Not to talk of smaller countries along the west coast.
Et on ne va pas mentionner les petits pays qui se trouvent sur la côte.
Guinée is in trouble.
Guinée est en problème.
Sierra Leone is in trouble.
Le Sierra Leone aussi est en problème maintenant.
Amen. And we hear there are 2 cases down the road in Cotonou.
Et Cotonou tout près ici, on a déjà mentionné 2 cas.
Oh yes.
Oui.
There was another one down the road in Ghana.
Il y a aussi un cas qui a été trouvé au Ghana.
Amen.
Amen.
So, are you ready?
Êtes-vous prêt?
Amen.
Amen.
So that is the one you know.
Ça c'est le cas que vous avez connu, dont vous avez connaissance.
How about the one you don't know that's coming?
Et quelle sera l'issue des autres cas qui viendront?
Amen. Amen. So this little time
dans ce petit temps
that we have,
que nous avons,
we will try to use it.
On va le mettre à profit.
To give you a foundation.
Pour avoir une fondation.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, when you are talking about foundation,
s'agissant de la fondation,
this man will tell you he's a builder. Brother Bot is a builder.
I
you know, when you build a house and it has a wrong foundation,
si vous voulez construire une maison sans une fondation solide,
you spend so much to build it.
Vous allez investir beaucoup d'argent pour le construire.
And you spend so much time to build it.
Vous allez investir beaucoup de temps aussi dans la construction.
But it has a wrong foundation.
Sans une bonne fondation.
What do you do to it?
Qu'est-ce qui arrivera à la maison?
You pull it down.
Elle va s'écrouler.
So if I pull down your foundation today, I will still be your brother.
Donc si je mets, sorry, can you say?
If you find that we are pulling down your foundation,
donc si vous découvrez qu'on est en train de détruire votre fondation,
we will still be your brothers.
Est-ce que nous serons toujours des amis?
Amen. No. You will still be happy with us. Won't you be happy that we are pulling down the foundation you have?
Est-ce que vous serez content avec moi si on arrive à détruire?
That is, if by the ministry that's coming this weekend,
si à travers le ministère, is it pour les amis to destroy?
Yes, destroy. Okay, so that may be the experience you are having, that the things you have built all these years, it may have been wrong foundation.
À travers cette expérience que nous avons ici, vous pouvez découvrir que votre fondation peut-être est mauvaise.
The best we can do is to put it down.
La meilleure chose à faire, c'est de la détruire.
It may be painful.
Ça peut être douloureux.
It may be costly.
Ça peut vous coûter beaucoup de choses.
But you have to go back to build the right foundation.
Mais vous devez revenir pour construire, pour édifier.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we are looking at the right foundation.
Donc ici, il s'agit de la bonne fondation.
For the Église vérité.
Cette bonne fondation, c'est l'Église véritable.
Véritable. Hein? So because of that.
À cause de cela,
we must make sure we are building correctly.
Nous devons prendre soin
de bâtir
correctement cette fondation.
Okay, so I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 6.
Je vais considérer Hébreux chapitre 6. Chapitre 6,
it says, therefore.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, or you can read it.
Let me find it yet.
It says, therefore, Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ.
C'est pourquoi, laissant les éléments de la parole de Christ,
let us go on to perfection.
Tendons à ce qui est parfait.
Amen.
Amen.
So the question is, who is the one going on to perfection?
La question est de savoir qui est celui qui va à la perfection.
I want you to identify.
J'aimerais qu'on identifie cette personne.
Who is it that is supposed to go to perfection?
Qui est cette personne qui est censée aller à la perfection?
So we need to come to the board.
Donc ça va nous amener à revenir au tableau.
So let us ask the question and answer it.
On va poser la question et on va donner une réponse.
Is it the spirit that needs to go to perfection?
C'est l'esprit qui a besoin d'aller à la perfection.
Is it the soul that needs to go to perfection?
C'est l'âme qui a besoin d'aller à la perfection.
Or is it the body that needs perfection?
Ou le corps qui a besoin de la perfection.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says, let us go on to perfection.
La Bible dit d'aller à la perfection.
You know, and the brother was telling us about the first two experiences in the that you find in our relationship with God.
Durant la prédication matinale, on a vu les deux aspects en ce qui concerne la marche avec Dieu.
And these experiences.
Et cette expérience.
Who is it for?
Qui est censé faire cette expérience?
Is it for the spirit?
Est-ce l'esprit qui doit faire cette expérience?
Is it for the soul?
L'âme.
Is it for the body?
Ou le corps?
Amen. Hallelujah. It's important to identify, you know, what is of interest to God.
Ce qui est important.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you identify what is of interest to God,
si
then you can focus on it. And we find that for a long time, the devil has been distracting us.
Et nous avons découvert que beaucoup de temps, le diable nous diffère.
We find that we have been easily diverted to other doctrines that are not important.
Nous avons découvert que le diable nous amène sur d'autres terrains.
And Paul says that sometimes it is important to lay again the principles and the foundations of the doctrine of Christ.
Remettre la bonne fondation à sa place.
Remember, there is a focus.
Il y a un point.
And the focus is Christ.
Et le point, c'est Christ.
You must always have it in focus.
Vous devez avoir toujours Christ à l'idée.
That God is talking about Christ.
Que Dieu est en train de parler de Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And Hebrew and 1 Corinthians 12 says Christ is a many membered body.
Et 1 Corinthiens 12 dit que Christ est le corps de plusieurs personnes.
And when you look at
plusieurs personnes forment le corps de Christ.
Okay. And when you look at Ephesians, it says you have Jesus, who is the head of Christ.
dans Ephésiens, il dit que Jésus est la tête de l'Église.
And the book of Philippians tells us that he is not going to be the only member of the body of Christ.
Il n'est pas le seul membre de l'Église.
That he did not think it robbery to be equal with God.
Et il ne fait pas la lutte pour se galer à Dieu.
But he desired that other men, you and I will be partakers of that inheritance of being a member or a partaker of Christ. Amen. So the Hebrew says that God wants many sons. He's going to bring many sons to glory. There's a hunger in God's heart for sons. Amen. So when you look at the tabernacle,
si on considère le tabernacle,
the longest
la longueur,
diameter is 100 cubits.
Le diamètre c'est 100 coudées.
And 100 is the number of sonship.
Et 100 c'est le nombre de fils.
Amen. So when you come into this tabernacle,
donc, si vous venez à ce terminal,
you have you must have a focus.
Vous devez avoir,
and that focus is that you are going all the way.
Vous devez avoir une vision.
And that is that you want to be a son. Amen. You want to be among the sons of God.
Vous devez être parmi les fils de Dieu.
And the sons of God are partakers of the nature of Christ.
Et les fils de Dieu ont la nature de Christ.
That is God's interest.
Ça, c'est le but de Dieu.
I was talking to a politician about a few weeks ago.
J'ai discuté avec un politicien quelques semaines.
He said politicians have one interest.
Ils disent que les politiciens ont un seul but.
It was a shock to me.
Et ça m'a surpris.
He said, look, my friend, we politicians have one interest.
Mon frère, mon ami, nous les politiciens, on a un seul but.
And it is me. It is what is in it for me. A politician is not going to do anything that does not benefit him first.
Un politicien ne fera rien qui ne va pas le bénéficier premièrement.
He's going to tell you stories and make it look good. At the end of the day, if he's not going to benefit from it, he will not put his hand in it.
Mais si à la fin de la journée, ça ne va rien lui rapporter, il ne va pas participer à cela.
Hallelujah. God has one interest.
Dieu a un seul but.
One interest.
Un seul intérêt.
He wants sons.
Il veut faire des enfants.
Amen. Amen. God is looking for sons.
Dieu cherche des fils.
So, if all of us in this room, we fail to become sons, then God's program still goes on. He will look for other sons.
Si nous qui sommes ici, nous n'arrivons pas à devenir.
Amen.
Dieu va quand même continuer son programme avec en cherchant d'autres fils.
So, if your interest is not to be a son, you're wasting your time.
Si votre intérêt, si votre but dans la vie, c'est pas de devenir un fils.
You might as well carry your Bible, go home.
Vous pouvez même prendre votre Bible et partir.
It's a waste of time.
C'est une perte de temps.
If you are not planning to be a son.
Si vous ne planifiez pas pour devenir un fils de Dieu, vous êtes en train de faire.
That is to be a son of God.
Le but, c'est d'être un fils de Dieu.
Amen. And the brother was telling us about Alpha and Omega.
Le frère nous parlait de Alpha et Omega. Du début, du
commencement. He says this is the Alpha.
Dit là-bas, c'est le début.
And then this is the Omega.
Et ici, c'est Omega la fin.
Now, that period of time, that experience, is to produce a son in you.
Cette période consiste à produire un fils en vous.
Amen. And God has given us 7 dispensations to do that.
Et Dieu nous a donné 7 dispensations pour faire cela.
6 are gone.
6 sont déjà écoulées.
And we are in the last dispensation.
Nous sommes maintenant dans la dernière dispensation.
To produce a son.
Pour former des enfants.
On the earth. Amen. That's God's program.
C'est ça notre programme.
There is nothing that is going to affect it.
Et rien n'affectera ce programme.
So, you and I must put on God's glasses and see the way He sees.
Et vous et moi, nous devons porter les lunettes de Dieu pour avoir la vision de Dieu.
Because the Bible says, a people who do not have a vision,
la Bible dit, ceux qui n'ont pas de vision,
that they are going to make a shipwreck. They are going to miss it.
Ils iront à la destruction.
Amen. Amen. So, we want to encourage ourselves to have the right focus.
Donc,
And that focus is to be partakers of Christ. So, everything in the tabernacle that God is doing is to bring you to one single point when you can be baptized into Christ. Do you understand? That's everything else we have been saying is to bring us to just one point where this is God's interest. The soul is God's interest.
L'âme, c'est ça qui est.
Amen. 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 Say amen.
Amen.
This is God's interest.
L'âme est ce qui intéresse.
Amen.
Amen.
This one, when the man is dead, goes back to the ground.
Le corps, une fois que l'homme est mort, retourne à la terre.
He says dust to dust.
Poussière à poussière.
Amen. Amen. So this is going down.
La terre, le corps retournera à la terre.
Although he's doing that in hope of a resurrection. Amen. Because it is the soul that gives life to the body.
Parce que c'est l'âme qui donne la vie au corps.
That is the way God originally designed you to be.
De cette manière que Dieu nous a formé à l'origine.
It is the mind that feeds the soul. Do you understand?
C'est l'âme qui nourrit le corps. Pardon, c'est les pensées qui nourrissent l'âme.
The mind is like an ego.
La pensée, pardon, c'est comme un aigle.
Because it has the ability to rise in God.
Parce que la pensée a la capacité de voler.
And as it is rising, it is pulling up everything else with it to God.
Amen. Elle peut s'amener à Dieu.
But it so happens that this mind has fallen.
Et il est arrivé que l'âme a échoué.
So the soul doesn't have any more power.
Donc l'âme n'a plus de pouvoir.
All right, so and that is the problem.
Et c'est ça le problème.
And it is in the interest of the devil that you and I were not in a position where our soul can come to Christ.
Le but de Satan, c'est de nous empêcher d'arriver à Dieu.
And this is what has been happening for a long time.
Et c'est ce qui avait pour depuis plusieurs moments.
The church has been overtaken by miracles, prosperity, all kinds of things.
Ce qui préoccupe l'église aujourd'hui, c'est les miracles, la prospérité.
If a man eats once a day throughout his life.
Sorry?
If a man just eats once a day throughout his life.
Si un homme mange une seule fois par jour durant toute sa vie.
His soul is saved.
Son âme est sauvée.
He's a winner man.
si une personne mange une seule fois par jour durant toute sa vie et son âme est sauvée.
The other one eats three times a day. At the end of the day, he goes down to the dust.
Si une personne mange trois fois par jour et à la fin n'arrive pas à recevoir Christ,
the soul is not changed.
L'âme n'a pas changé.
It's a loser man.
C'est quelqu'un qui a échoué.
Amen. Amen. Where do you want to be?
Où voulez-vous être?
Which gospel do you want to believe?
Quel évangile voulez-vous croire?
And that is the deception that has come into the church.
Et c'est cette déception qui arrive maintenant à l'église.
It began in America.
Ça a déjà commencé aux États-Unis.
It came into Nigeria. From Nigeria it arrived Togo.
Et du Nigeria ça arrive maintenant.
Prosperity doctrine. From hell. Say hell, everybody. Prosperity doctrine from hell. He came from America. Came into Nigeria many years ago. And it has arrived Lomé. It is to make you forget the real issue.
Ça vous amène à oublier le problème principal.
Peter says, 1 Peter 10 says, the end of our faith is the salvation of our soul.
Pierre a dit dans Pierre 10 que le but ultime c'est notre salut de notre âme.
Do you want to read the 1 Peter 1:10?
Vous voulez lire
1:9-10? Let's read it.
1 Pierre 1 verset 10.
1 Peter.
Chapter 1.
Yes, chapter 1. Verse 9. He said, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of the soul. Amen. That's the end. That is the that is God's interest to save the soul. And Jesus said, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world, to be a professor, to be a doctor, lawyer, everything, and to lose the soul? Amen. So that is the foundation. So if your foundation is not that your whole life is to save your soul, then you need to change it. Amen. So the soul must be saved. Alright. Now, why do you need to save the soul? Why does the soul have a problem? If the soul doesn't have a problem, why would God say, why would He give attention to it? If you look at Jeremiah 31, verse 31, God says, I will make a new covenant. In fact, I believe that should be our national anthem in the New Testament church. It's very easy to remember, 31:31. Don't forget it. He says, I will make a new covenant. I will put my law in your mind. Amen. Say, I will write it in your mind. And when he says, when I have done it, then your mind will be opened. Your mind is going to be enlightened. The eyes of understanding is going to be enlightened. That was the prayer of Paul. I pray that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you might see. Amen. How do you see? You don't see with this eye, you see with the eyes of the heart. Amen. That is a rare sight. Amen. God sees, but he doesn't look. He doesn't have physical eyes. Is it not so? So if you are going to be in the image and likeness of God, that the brother was telling us, yesterday, amen. If you want to be a partaker of the image and likeness of God, then the eyes of your understanding must be enlightened. Amen. The two disciples, they were on the road going. And Jesus was with them. He was talking with them. They even went to the house and began to eat. And they did not know it was Jesus. Amen. Many of us are in the church, but we have never seen Jesus. You have been coming to church, but you have never seen Jesus. But it will change this weekend. Amen. Amen. It's our prayer that it will change this weekend. Amen. Because the Bible said that as they began to break the bread of life, amen, and he gave them to eat, that their eyes were opened, and that they recognize him as Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to see Jesus. I am praying that my eyes might be opened, that I may see him. Amen. And that was a revelation. He said, then open he their understanding. That is the reality of God. He said that no man shall see God without holiness. Amen. No eye shall see him. Amen. So you can see God. Amen. You know, the brother was saying that Moses was seeing God face to face, is it not? Amen. He talked with God as with eye to eye. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that it's still happening now. It's still happening now. And it can happen to you, amen. That you will say, we all with an open face.
Eh?
Beholding the glory of the Lord, amen. You are changed.
Nous sommes changés.
All you need to do is to see Him.
Tout le temps, vous avez
if you see Him, you'll be changed, amen.
Si vous arrivez, si vous arrivez,
hallelujah. The reason we are not changing is because we are not seeing Him. How can you change when you are not seeing Him? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody says, we will see Jesus. Let it be a prayer. Say, we will see Jesus. Amen. And when you see Jesus, the whole matter will be changed. You see, it will, this thing will cease to be a religion.
Et la vie chrétienne ne sera plus une religion pour vous.
Nicodemus, it was a religion for him, is it not?
La vie chrétienne pour Nicodemus.
A master in the church.
Un maître à l'église.
He knew everything, all the story, the history of the church.
Un leader religieux à l'église. Il connaissait l'histoire de l'église.
He knew the history of the book of Moses.
Il connaît l'histoire du livre de Moïse.
And Jesus said, "Art thou a great teacher? And knowest thou not this is." Amen. This is a different kind of seeing. This is a different kind of knowing. And that day his eyes were opened. And he saw the kingdom of God. Amen. He's wanting to see. It's a different matter to enter. Amen. We see at the brazen altar. That's where you see the kingdom. We enter at the brass lever. Amen. This is the place of baptism. This is what brings us into Christ. The baptism in water is for the body. So this is for the baptism with water. Physical water. Amen. It is done for the body. And there, if you are sprinkled, you are not baptized. The word is baptizo.
The word is baptizo.
That is the Greek word baptizo. It means to soak. And when you put the sponge in the water, it's soaked.
Si vous mettez
sponge,
si vous mettez du savon,
le punch, in the water,
si vous mettez le punch,
it is covered.
Il est imbibé.
You bring it out.
Si vous le sortez,
the sponge starts speaking in tongues. The sponge starts speaking in tongues. Because water is dripping from it. The reality is not the water dripping. It is the significance of the dipping.
C'est la signification.
Because the soul needs to be dipped in Christ.
L'âme a besoin d'être plongée en Christ.
So the baptism in water is just a symbol.
Donc le baptême d'eau, c'est juste un
a declaration.
C'est une déclaration.
That the soul is going to be baptized, is going to be lost in God.
Amen. Va se perdre en Dieu.
So that is the significance of that baptism. Amen. Amen. So that is the first dimension.
Donc c'est ça la première dimension.
So if anybody has been sprinkled,
donc si vous avez connu le
you are just made a wet sinner. You are made a wet sinner.
Vous avez été mouillé.
A wet Assemblies of God man. You know, we said we will be destroying some foundations. So, you know, I'm still your brother, isn't it? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, many of us were in the Pentecostal church, but we have been sprinkled. That means we are not baptized.
De l'aspersion.
We are just made wet.
Ça ne veut pas dire le baptême. On a été seulement mouillé.
You have an opportunity.
Vous avez l'opportunité.
If you want to be baptized,
si vous voulez être baptisé,
tomorrow we'll go to the sea and go and get you baptized.
Demain on ira à la mer pour vous baptiser.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is an open invitation for you.
Ceci est une
hallelujah. All right. So now the next baptism. So the first one is for the body.
Le premier, c'est pour le corps.
The next baptism that the brother talked about was the baptism in the spirit.
C'est le baptême de l'esprit.
And this is for the spirit.
Et c'est ça, c'est destiné à l'esprit.
And the purpose of this one
et le but de ce baptême
is still the same thing as the purpose of this one.
Ah, c'est ça, ça, on peut l'identifier au premier.
Which is the salvation of the soul.
Qui est le salut de l'âme.
The soul is the question.
L'enjeu ici, c'est l'âme.
So, when we are baptized in the Holy Ghost,
si nous sommes baptisés dans le Saint-Esprit,
it is a higher level of baptism.
C'est un lieu élevé du baptême.
And in this case,
un lieu avancé, c'est une étape avancée du baptême. Et dans ce cas,
the power of God comes into the soul, into the spirit.
So if
you assume that this is the Holy Spirit,
si nous supposons que ceci est le Saint-Esprit,
and you assume that this is Christ, the Son, and then this is the Father,
et nous supposons aussi que c'est là, là le Fils et le Père.
So you have a river flowing.
Nous avons une rivière qui coule.
Amen. Jesus said that anyone that receives of the Spirit,
Jésus a dit, toute personne qui recevra le Saint-Esprit,
that out of his belly will flow rivers of living waters.
Dans son sein coulera une rivière d'eau vivante.
That river comes from the Father.
Et cette rivière vient du Père.
Because he's the giver of all good things. Amen.
Il est le donneur de bonnes.
He is the Father of all spirits.
Il est le Père de tous les esprits.
So the river comes from the Father. Amen.
La rivière vient du Père.
It begins to flow.
Ça coule
into the spirit.
Ça coule pour arriver dans
it has not reached its destination. Many of us, we say we were baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Beaucoup d'entre nous disons que nous sommes nés, nous sommes baptisés dans cette.
And we started running all over Lomé.
Et pourtant, on ne fait que partager à Lomé.
On commence à run all over Lomé.
On va promener partout à Lomé.
Hein? You are disturbing the whole of Lomé, praying and laying hands and speaking in tongues.
Vous dérangez tout l'homme en priant et en imposant les mains.
But you see, that's not the purpose.
Ça, c'est pas le but.
The purpose of the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Le but du baptême de l'Esprit.
The Bible says, by one Spirit are we baptized into Christ.
La Bible dit, avec un seul Esprit, nous sommes baptisés en Christ.
So, it is the Spirit of God that baptizes the soul into Christ.
C'est l'Esprit de Dieu qui baptise l'âme en Christ.
That was the scripture the brother read in 1 Corinthians 12:13.
Et cette partie est mentionnée dans 1 Corinthiens 12, verset 13.
Amen. So, we are baptized in the water.
Donc nous baptisons dans l'eau.
And it is a man that baptizes you.
Et c'est un homme qui vous baptise.
So if you come tomorrow,
donc si vous venez demain,
I may be among those who will baptize you.
Peut-être je serai parmi ceux qui vont vous baptiser.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. John baptized Jesus.
Jean a baptisé Jésus.
Jesus said, suffer it.
Jésus dit, c'est bon.
Amen. Now, many days after,
quelques jours après,
the Bible said that Jesus,
la Bible dit, Jésus
poured out the Spirit
a déversé le
upon all men
toute personne
and baptized them in the Holy Ghost.
Et les a baptisés dans le Saint-Esprit.
So Jesus baptizes you in the Holy Ghost.
Donc, Jésus vous baptise.
And that baptism means the Spirit of man
Et ce baptême signifie que l'esprit de l'homme
is taken,
prend, reçoit,
and is brought into the realm and administration of the Spirit of God.
Reçoit et est amené dans la sphère de Dieu, dans l'administration de Dieu.
And like the sponge,
et comme une éponge,
that the Spirit begins to drip.
L'esprit commence par éponger.
The glory of God begins to overwhelm and manifest. In the realm of the spirit. And the man starts to see visions, speak in tongues and do many things. It's good, it's of God. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is the salvation of the soul. Amen. So the church has stopped halfway. You receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
And
we ran away from God. Amen.
On quitte Dieu.
Hallelujah. So God is saying, come back.
Dieu vous demande de revenir.
We need to come back again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We need to come back to God. Because the soul must be saved.
Parce que l'âme doit être
sauvée. Now, what do we see in the church?
Qu'est-ce que nous voyons aujourd'hui à l'église?
The man is baptized in water.
L'homme est baptisé d'eau.
The man is baptized in the Holy Ghost.
L'homme est baptisé de l'esprit.
He speaks in tongues.
Il parle en langue.
In his sleep, he's speaking in tongues.
En dormant, il peut parler en langue.
When he's walking on the road, he's speaking in tongues.
Marchant dans la rue, il peut parler en langue.
But he's a thief.
Mais il est un voleur.
He is thieving God's money.
Il vole l'argent de Dieu.
Amen. He is stealing God's money. Because the Holy Ghost has not gone to where he should go to. The Holy Ghost must touch his desires. The Holy Ghost must touch the emotion. He has two wives. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
He has two wives. Because the emotion has not been saved. Amen. He is fighting in the house of God. Any junior pastor that does as though he wants to, because he opposed him to put him outside the man. Amen.
Chaque pasteur qui va vouloir se galer à lui.
Church politics.
Il va se battre avec lui. Il va se bagarrer.
I hear in Nigeria.
Au Nigeria.
That in one big church. That one big church, that starts with A, the name starts with A.
Ça commence avec A.
They now shoot. They are shooting themselves.
So tire.
They are struggling. Who will be general overseer?
Ce sont tirés.
Yes. Really? Yes, they are shooting. They send assassins.
Ils ont même envoyé des assassins.
To go and kill their opponents.
Pour éliminer leur adversaire.
I am not surprised.
Je ne suis pas surpris.
Because the emotion and the desire has not been changed.
Parce que je ne suis pas surpris parce que l'émotion et le désir.
Amen. The church has run very far.
L'église quand même a une grande masse.
So we must come back.
Donc pour cela qu'on doit revenir.
And that's why we are coming back this weekend. Amen.
C'est pour cela que nous sommes ici.
Hallelujah. We must present the soul to God.
On doit préserver l'âme à Dieu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost must come in.
Le Saint-Esprit doit venir.
So the purpose of the Holy Ghost is to come to the emotion, come to the desire, come to volonté, and come to passer. Amen.
Le but du Saint-Esprit, c'est d'affecter l'émotion, la pensée, le désir et la volonté.
Because that is the Holy, that is the New Testament.
Est-ce que dit le Nouveau Testament?
Say, I will put my law in the inward parts. Amen.
Mes lois dans les parties intérieures de l'homme.
Amen. Now, when you are born again.
Si vous êtes né de nouveau,
the brother was telling us,
le père disait dans sa prédication,
the blood of Jesus,
le sang de Jésus,
comes to the mind.
Vient,
but it doesn't. But it doesn't change the nature of the mind.
Mais ça ne change pas la nature de la pensée.
It only quickens it.
Ça vivifie seulement la pensée.
The change of the mind,
le changement de la pensée,
takes place here.
S'opère dans la troisième partie.
Amen.
Deuxième partie.
In the holy place, in the lien saint. That is where the change of the holy, that's when the change of the soul takes place.
Amen.
So, the soul must be brought into this place. And that is the ministry of the Spirit. Amen. So, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is for the soul.
Donc, le baptême du Saint-Esprit, c'est pour l'âme.
It's for the mind, emotion, desire and will.
La pensée, le désir, la volonté, l'émotion.
To baptize it, to bring it into Christ.
Ramener ces différentes parties à Dieu.
Amen. So, that's what Hebrews chapter 8 is telling us.
Est-ce que Hébreux chapitre 8 nous dit?
Says, I will make a new covenant. I will put my law in the inward parts.
Je vais mettre mes lois dans les parties internes.
And That is where you and I need to come to.
Et c'est à ce niveau que nous, vous et moi, devons arriver.
So you need to go beyond the Pentecostal experience.
Vous devez maintenant aller au-delà de l'expérience pentecostale.
I need to go beyond the Pentecostal experience.
Aller au-delà de l'expérience de Pentecôte.
So it's not just enough to be born again.
Non, ça ne suffit pas d'être né de nouveau.
It's not just enough to come to water baptism.
Ça ne suffit pas, on doit pas s'arrêter au baptême d'eau.
Or to be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
On ne doit pas s'arrêter aussi au niveau du baptême.
You need to be baptized into Christ.
Vous devez être baptisé en Christ.
And the baptism the baptism into Christ is for the soul.
Et le baptême en Christ c'est pour l'âme.
It is the soul that is baptized into Christ.
C'est l'âme qui est baptisée en Christ.
Amen. So let's go over it again.
Donc on va revenir sur ça encore.
The baptism in water is for the body.
Le baptême d'eau c'est pour le corps.
The baptism in the Holy Ghost is for the spirit.
Le baptême du Saint-Esprit c'est pour l'esprit.
But the baptism into Christ is the experience of the soul.
Le baptême en Christ.
Amen. Because the Holy Ghost goes in and begins to work a change.
Parce qu'en ce moment le Saint-Esprit peut arriver au niveau de l'âme et commencer par produire des changements.
Amen. All right, let's read the scripture.
On va lire maintenant les écritures.
Second Corinthians chapter 2.
2 Corinthiens chapitre 2.
Yeah, we can turn it. No, don't tear it. Just flip it. They might use it later. Okay, so the brother has made it easier for us. Yes. Okay, so we're looking at the soul. Now, the soul has different dimensions.
L'âme a différentes dimensions.
The easiest one to remember is that the soul has four. There are four natures in the soul.
L'âme, on a quatre natures.
All right. There are about four other aspects of the soul, but let's deal with this one and see how far we can go. Now, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13.
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 says, but even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon the heart. This scripture is saying that there is a veil over the heart.
Cette écriture dit qu'il y a un voile qui est jeté sur leur cœur.
Amen. Do you know what he's saying?
Est-ce que vous connaissez le sens?
He's saying that as I'm looking at you, and as you are looking at me, that there is another dimension. Amen.
Nous nous voyons, mais il y a une autre dimension.
Amen. As I'm looking at you, and you are looking at me, that's another dimension. Amen. You know, as a medical doctor, we know when you cut up the human body, you don't see anything else.
En tant que médecin, quand on voit le corps de l'homme, on ne voit rien.
When you do your autopsy or in school, you do your dissection, you don't see anything, it's just the body.
Quand vous prenez le corps avec les différents examens, vous n'avez pas besoin de rien.
But we know that that is not the end of man. Okay.
un cordon est sujet à une opération, on ne voit que le corps.
So for you, where does it end?
Ça s'arrête où?
Is it just your body?
C'est seulement le corps.
Amen. Is it just your body?
C'est seulement le corps.
Hallelujah. There is something there more than the body. And he's saying that there is a veil over the mind. He said that Moses put a veil over his face. And that is Old Testament. And the Bible says the Old Testament is the ministry of death. It's the ministry of the letter. The letter killeth. Amen. But the Spirit giveth life. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're talking about the ministry of life. So we are going beyond your physical being. We are going inside you. Amen. Because when the body goes down, the Bible says that the soul goes to God for judgment. And Paul is saying that there is a veil over the heart. There is a covering over the heart. And that covering must be addressed. And that is the ministry of the Spirit. To deal with that covering. Now, part of the covering is that 2 Corinthians 4 says that the God of this world has blinded the hearts of those who do not believe.
La Bible dit dans 2 Corinthiens 4 que le Dieu de ce monde a enveloppé.
And Ephesians 4 verse 18 says that the Gentiles, that they walk in the vanity of their minds. And he says having their minds or their understanding darkened. So it has introduced something new.
Ça introduit quelque chose de nouveau.
Amen. What is it? Darkness.
Ça introduit maintenant les ténèbres.
That is what it has introduced.
Ça introduit maintenant les ténèbres.
He's saying that there is a darkness over the heart.
Il y a les ténèbres sur le cœur.
There is a darkness over the soul.
Il y a les ténèbres qui couvrent leur âme.
And that is the business.
Et c'est ça notre.
And that is the real issue.
Et c'est ça le problème.
Amen. So when you are baptized in water,
donc, si vous êtes baptisé en eau,
you are getting ready to deal with the real issue.
Ça vous
the baptism of the Holy Ghost
avec,
is not just to speak in tongues.
Le baptême du Saint-Esprit, c'est pas seulement
parler. It is to prepare the soul for the real business.
De préparer l'âme à l'affaire principale.
And the real business is that the soul is blind.
Et le sujet principal ici, c'est que l'âme est aveuglée.
If the soul is blind, it means the man has never seen God.
Si l'âme est aveugle, don't you understand? La personne n'a jamais vu Dieu.
In his mind, he has never seen God.
Dans son âme, il n'a jamais vu Dieu.
Amen. He doesn't know who God is.
Il ne connaît pas Dieu.
And the Bible says that this is life eternal.
Et la Bible dit
that they might know thee.
Éternelle.
Amen.
Pour qu'ils te connaissent. C'est ça la vie éternelle.
The knowledge of God brings life.
La connaissance de Dieu amène la vie.
Hallelujah. The knowledge of God brings life.
La connaissance de Dieu amène la vie.
If any of you here knows the president,
si quelqu'un d'entre nous ici connaît le
you know you have life.
Vous savez que vous avez la vie.
Because he's going to give you a contract.
Vous allez avoir un contrat.
He's going to give you a recommendation.
Il va faire
that will change your whole life.
Qui changera.
Amen. But now we're telling you of something much more better than knowing the president. Amen.
Ici, nous parlons de quelque chose qui est beaucoup plus
important. He says that this is life eternal.
Ceci est la vie éternelle.
That we may know. Amen. The Hebrew word for know means intimacy.
Et le mot hébreu, ça veut dire une intimité.
If you say you know someone, you're speaking about intimacy. And let me give you the scripture. 1 Corinthians, I think it's 3 or 1 Corinthians 6 says, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
le verset qui a cité ça, tu retrouves dans 1 Corinthiens 3 ou 1 Corinthiens 6, qui dit celui qui connaît Dieu, celui qui est lié à Dieu, est uni à un seul esprit.
Amen. One spirit.
Un seul esprit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when you look at the tabernacle, that we are coming from a place where we do not know God.
Nous venons d'abord à un endroit où on ne connaît pas Dieu.
To the place where we are blind.
Un endroit où on est aveuglé.
We are unaware of God.
Nous ne connaissons pas de Dieu.
We cannot perceive Him.
On ne peut pas le percevoir.
To perceive means to be aware of something without the natural eyes. That's what he needs to perceive.
Percevoir quelque chose, c'est avoir une connaissance de quelque chose, non pas avec les yeux physiques.
When you use the word perceive, you are speaking of the eyes of the mind.
Si vous parlez de percevoir, vous parlez des yeux.
You are speaking of abilities that the soul has to be aware of things around it without using the physical eyes.
On parle de percevoir, on parle de la capacité de la capacité de la pensée à avoir une connaissance de quelque chose sans les yeux.
And sons of God must be able to perceive. Amen. Because it says that no one would need to say to his brother. Because the scripture says in Hebrews 8 that no one would need to say to his brother, know the Lord.
Le verset là c'était dit que personne ne doit arriver à Dieu pour dire de connaître Dieu. Personne ne perchera pas de Dieu à son prochain.
Because they will all see me. Amen. They will all perceive me. Amen. So, we are talking about perfection. Perfection means maturity. A mature son of God. Amen. A son that is able to perceive the will of his father.
Un fils qui est censé percevoir les volontés de son père.
A son that can hear the voice of the father.
Un fils qui peut écouter la voix de son père.
A son that has an appetite for the things of the kingdom.
Un fils qui a envie de connaître Dieu.
So that brings us to the senses of the mind.
Ça nous amène sur les sens de la pensée.
The mind has 5 senses. Just like the physical body has 5 senses.
Comme le corps aussi a 5 sens.
Amen.
Amen.
Just like you can see, so your heart can see. Amen.
De la même manière que vous pouvez voir avec vos yeux, votre cœur.
Because it is part of the likeness of God.
Parce que c'est à l'image.
It's part of the image of God.
La ressemblance de Dieu.
Amen. You see, He made us in His own image and in His own likeness.
Image et à sa propre ressemblance.
In the practice where I practice, sometimes they bring someone that says, "We want you to carry out a paternity test."
On amène les enfants, on dit, on veut conduire un test de paternité.
They say, "Please prove that this man is the father of this child." There's a dispute. The man says, "I'm not the child. I'm not the father."
L'homme dit, je ne suis pas le père.
The woman says, "You are the father."
L'homme dit, je suis pas le père. La femme dit,
sometimes the man says, "I am the father." The woman says, "No, you are not the father."
L'homme dit, je suis le père. La femme
so,
dit, je ne suis pas le père.
We get such cases from the police, social service, from the family, different sources.
Donc nous avons ce genre de problème de ces cas sociaux dans nos services d'emploi.
One of the rules we use is that you cannot say, "I am your father."
Vous ne pouvez pas dire, je suis.
When you do not have the characteristic I should give to you.
Si, vous ne pouvez pas dire que vous êtes père si vous n'arrivez pas à imprégner les différentes caractéristiques.
Amen.
À un enfant.
So if you say I'm your father, there is the genes I have, you must have also.
Si vous dites que vous êtes le père de quelqu'un, vous devez partager.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we are talking of sonship,
en parlant s'agissant des fils,
God, He sees every heart.
Dieu sonde chaque cœur.
He's able to see.
Il est capable de voir.
Amen. So you cannot say, you cannot have an understanding that is not opened, and you say you are the son of God.
Vous ne pouvez pas avoir un entendement ouvert et dire que vous êtes enfant de Dieu.
So you understand? And for a long time, the church has been very simple. The church has been very ordinary.
L'église était ordinaire, c'était très simple.
The church has been foolish.
L'église était folle.
And we're not able to discern the works of darkness.
On n'était pas capable de discerner les œuvres du ténèbre.
We have not been able to discern the spirits that are working against us.
On était incapable de discerner les esprits qui travaillent.
How can you fight an enemy you cannot locate?
Comment pouvez-vous lutter contre un ennemi que vous n'avez pas encore?
And that is the problem with terrorism.
C'est ça le problème du terrorisme.
That's the problem with terrorist warfare.
C'est le problème du terrorisme.
You do not know who the enemy is.
Vous ne connaissez pas l'ennemi.
Who is your enemy? You do not know. It might just be your driver. You recruited the driver. You didn't know you recruited your enemy. And he has been driving for you. He's waiting for the day he will be activated. When he's activated, he turns against you. And that is the problem we have now, is it not? Amen. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers. Against spirits. Against high wickedness. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. And God said, you and I must overcome them. How can you fight with something you cannot discern? Amen. Now, when you begin to come into Christ, when the Spirit of God begins to anoint your heart,
quand l'Esprit de Dieu commence par prendre votre cœur,
you receive an ability.
Vous avez une capacité.
The Bible says that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So there are various manifestations of the Spirit.
Donc, il y a plusieurs manifestations du Saint-Esprit.
But how can you receive that when, if you are not submitted to that Spirit? So we need to come under the headship of the Spirit of Christ. And that begins to empower us. Now, there is a problem that the soul has. And that is what we are reading, that there is a veil. There is a veil of darkness. There is a veil of darkness over the soul. Now the Bible says that when it shall turn to the Lord, this veil will be broken. Amen. The Bible says that the Lord is that Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of God, in whichever soul the Spirit of God comes into, it will break the hold of this covering over the soul.
Et le contact entre l'âme et l'esprit va amener à la destruction du voile.
So when the Spirit of God begins to come into the soul, remember, this is the mind, this is the emotion, this is the desire, and this is the will. Now, when the Spirit of God has not come into the realm of the soul, the Bible says that that soul is in the flesh. Amen. That means that the mind is operating by its own power. But the mind is falling.
Et l'âme est en train d'échouer.
The mind is blind.
La pensée est aveuglée.
The mind has a will. The mind is under bondage.
L'âme est sous l'emprise du jour.
He says, the things I don't want to do are the things I find myself doing.
J'ai pas envie de faire, c'est ça que je suis en train de faire.
And the things I want to do, I do not have the authority and the power to do.
Et ce que j'ai envie de faire, j'ai pas la capacité de pouvoir le faire.
Liberty.
La liberté.
Authority. Is the ability to do what you want to do. Okay? And to do what you want to do is to hate evil and choose righteousness. Amen. Is to hate evil
Détester le mal
and to choose righteousness.
Choisir la justice.
Psalm 45 says, thou hast loved righteousness. Says, thou hast loved righteousness.
Tu as aimé la justice.
And hated wickedness.
Et tu détestes le mal.
Many of us who are Christians.
Beaucoup d'entre nous qui sont des chrétiens.
Are like Paul.
Sont comme Paul.
Paul said, oh wretched man that I am.
Dit, oh pauvre pécheur que je suis.
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Qui va me délivrer
du péché? Amen. Don't stop there. Go one step further.
Allez plus loin.
To the next verse.
Au second verset.
It says, thanks be to God.
Dis, à Dieu.
Amen. Amen. That giveth us the victory.
Il nous a donné la victoire.
He said, for there is now no more condemnation.
Maintenant, il n'y a aucune condamnation.
To those who are in Christ Jesus.
Ils sont en Christ Jésus.
Amen. Amen. Who walk by the Spirit.
Qui marche selon la foi.
And not walking by the flesh.
Qui ne marche pas selon la chair, mais par l'esprit.
So what we are looking at is not a matter of do I want or do I not. I mean, it's not a matter of. It's a matter of life and death.
Ce que nous sommes en train d'étudier, c'est quelque chose qui concerne la vie et la mort.
If you want to be an overcomer,
si vous voulez être un vainqueur,
this is the way to go.
C'est le chemin à suivre.
Amen.
Amen.
You need the power of God.
Vous avez besoin de la puissance de
within the soul.
Dans l'âme.
To be able to say no.
Pour pouvoir dire non.
So no man can say that Jesus is Lord.
Personne ne peut dire Jésus.
Except by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Le Saint-Esprit.
He says, and you shall receive power.
Il dit, vous allez recevoir une puissance.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That power is the power to manifest the emotions of Christ.
Cette puissance, ce pouvoir, c'est ça qui.
Hallelujah.
L'émotion de Christ.
It is the power to have the desires of Christ.
C'est la puissance qui vous amène à avoir les désirs de Christ.
It is the power to reject the mind.
Qui réajuste la pensée.
Hallelujah. Amen. And God told Abraham that there are three types of mind you must reject. You must reject the national mind. This national may be Togo mind. Nigeria mind. And then in Togo it may be Yoruba mind. Which other tribe do you have in Togo? Ewe, how do you spell it?
E-W-E.
Or you may reject the USA mind. Or British mind. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
You cannot reject it by thinking about it. You need power. And that power is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If not, the traditions of Togo will be ruling you.
Sinon, les traditions du Togo vont avoir le dessus sur vous.
Because when you are born again, you have changed your nationality.
Quand vous êtes né de nouveau, en réalité, vous changez de nationalité.
So you change nationality.
Vous changez de nationalité.
And you receive a new nationality.
Et vous recevez maintenant une nouvelle nationalité.
Amen. But you cannot enforce that change without the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, the other one is the tribal mind. And then the family mind. Now, this is Genesis 13. Sorry, 12. Amen. God told Abraham, you must come out from your nation. You must come out from Ewe. You must come out from your family. Do you know there are family idols? There are family spirits. Some you worship, some you inherited by virtue of your being born in that family. Some of the spirits lie low. Some of the spirits, they are there, but they are lying low. They are waiting for the time for you to activate them. At the time of marriage, they wake up. At the time of death, burial, they wake up. During Christmas, they wake up.
Durant les fêtes de Noël, va se réveiller.
During Easter, they say, oh yeah, it's time to wake up.
Durant les Pâques, va se réveiller.
Amen. And when you do not bring sacrifice to them,
si vous n'amenez pas des sacrifices,
they make sure your car knocks engine on the road.
Ils vont s'assurer que vous ayez un accident.
Yeah,
votre voiture va tomber en panne.
Tomber en panne.
Vous avez des problèmes.
Ah, okay.
They sack you from your job.
On va vous licencier du travail.
You are married, no children.
Vous êtes marié, mais vous n'avez pas d'enfants.
You go to university, no work.
Vous avez votre diplôme, mais vous
n'avez. They are telling you we are there. You have not recognized us.
Nous sommes là et tu ne nous as pas reconnu.
Amen. And you start going from église to another, one église to the other. And you begin to do like that woman that was going from one husband to another. Five husbands, problem not solved. So if you have gone to Christ Embassy, problem not solved. You have even gone to TV Joshua, problem not solved. You have gone to the other one, problem not solved. And you have not come here hoping that your problem will be solved. Your problem will be solved in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the reason. There are spirits that operate at these three levels. And you must break it. Amen. So those spirits begin to put pressure on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they walk through certain set of circumstances.
Et ils opèrent à travers certaines circonstances.
And one of it is traditional marriage.
Et un des points, c'est le mariage traditionnel.
And that one is dot.
Is that
the spelling dot?
Yes.
Huh? Uh-huh. Dot. Devil. Dot is devil. Devil practice. Dot is meant to bind you to the tribe. Dot is meant to bring life to the spirit of the tribe.
La dot est destinée à donner vie à l'esprit de la tribu.
And the spirit of the family.
Et l'esprit de la famille.
In the Bible,
dans la Bible,
the oldest man is the priest. The firstborn and the oldest man in the family is the priest in the Bible.
Le premier né et le dernier, celui qui est le plus âgé, ce sont les prêtres.
And that is why when you are giving the dot, you must give it to the oldest man in the family.
C'est pour cela que en donnant la dot, vous devez donner la dot aussi.
Because he is the priest.
Le responsable de la famille.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, and it's a token. It's a token.
I don't know
that.
A symbol.
A symbol.
Symbol.
That you are recognizing the authority of the ruling spirit over the family. Or over the tribe.
Ou bien de la tribu.
They tell you if you don't do your marriage will not be blessed.
On dit, si vous le faites pas, votre mariage ne sera pas donné.
And the greatest culprit is the church. Pastor.
Le plus problème. La personne blâmée dans cette situation, c'est le pasteur.
Pastor. Because pastor will say, have you fulfilled the traditions of the tribe and family about those?
Le pasteur va poser la question de savoir si vous avez... Vous êtes conformé au mariage.
When the pastor should be fighting against dot.
Lorsque le pasteur doit lutter contre la dot.
The pastor is establishing dot.
Il est en train plutôt de l'établir.
Devil.
Démoniaque.
Amen.
Amen.
We will talk about it later. Just write down the question. We will talk about it later.
On va revenir sur les questions.
Amen. So. These realms must be pulled down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, if we are going to come into Christ,
nous devons venir en Christ.
By the way, Christ has his own traditions.
Christ aussi a ses propres traditions.
Amen.
Amen.
The head of Christ is Jesus Christ.
Le chef suprême.
La tête de Christ,
c'est Jésus-Christ.
And in Christ, we have a law called the law of the spirit of life.
Et en Christ, nous avons la loi de l'esprit de la vie.
So everything is complete in Christ.
Tout est complet en Christ.
And it is opposite of darkness.
Et c'est l'opposé des ténèbres.
You see, he has taken us from the kingdom of light, taken us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Light and darkness do not mix. There is no compromise. So it's either you serve God or you reject God. If you fulfill the traditions in your village, you have rejected Christ.
Si vous soumettez aux traditions de votre village, vous êtes en train de rejeter Dieu.
Now, the brother was telling us on Thursday. He said, "In the beginning was the Word."
Au commencement était la parole.
And the Word was with God.
Et la parole était avec
Dieu. And the Word was God.
Et la parole était Dieu.
Go down the line. You should go down the line. Verse 14. Say, and the Word was made flesh. Do you understand? The Word was in the beginning. It was with God. It was God. In Him was life. And that life was the light of men. Amen. And this light was made flesh. And he was a human being walking around. Amen. Do you also know that darkness was made flesh? Darkness was made flesh in Adam. First Adam. And light was made flesh in the second Adam. So there are two Adams that are in your village. The first Adam,
le premier Adam
and the second Adam.
Et le second Adam.
Which one do you belong to?
Vous appartenez auquel des deux?
Can you belong to both?
Est-ce que vous pouvez appartenir aux deux?
It's either you are in one,
soit vous appartenez à un,
or you are in the other one.
Soit vous appartenez à l'autre.
Choose who you will follow.
Choisissez maintenant
celui. Amen. We're not discussing Assemblies of God or Anglican. We're not discussing those ones. Because before God, there is only one thing that matters. Christ. Amen. Amen. And this Christ is a new man. And this spirit of Christ that was in Christ Jesus. It's the same spirit that has come into you. And as that spirit was in Christ and manifested in him, and he went about to destroy all the works of the devil. So also the spirit of Christ in you should quicken you to destroy the works of the devil in your own heart, in your emotion, in your desire, in the mind, in the will. So it's like a river flowing. Anything that it comes to, if it is dead, it will give you life. Amen. Christ can only bring life. And the first Adam can only bring death. Amen. And when you were born in the world, you didn't know Christ. When your great-great-grandfather was born in Togo, you didn't know Christ. So, the lifestyle of Togo and of Nigeria is darkness.
Le mode de vie au Togo, c'est les ténèbres.
According to the nature of the first Adam.
Selon la nature du
Amen.
Adam.
So when you receive the Spirit of Christ,
lorsque vous recevez l'Esprit de Christ,
it is light made flesh.
C'est la vie, c'est la lumière faite.
It must fight against that traditional lifestyle. Amen.
Amen.
But now the devil said, no, 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 no. I'm going to be a pastor. I'm going to join the church. In fact, the devil didn't just join the church, he formed the church.
à une église, mais il crée une église.
He didn't stop there, he started preaching.
Il ne s'arrête pas là-bas, il commence par prêcher.
And before long,
et aussi longtemps,
he began to mix.
Il va se mélanger.
So Christmas became the bad day of Jesus Christ.
Donc maintenant Christmas devient un mauvais jour de
Jésus. Easter became the day Jesus resurrected.
La Pâque maintenant devient le jour Jésus s'est ressuscité.
So he began to mix the whole thing.
Il va mélanger les choses.
Singles night.
On va faire la nuit des célibataires.
All the things that are in the pagan life, he brought it into the church.
Tout ce qui se retrouve dans la vie des païens, on le retrouve maintenant.
So you now have a new form of religion.
Nous avons maintenant une nouvelle forme de religion.
Neither hot
on n'est pas
or cold.
Chaud ni froid.
And they put it Église de Dieu.
Et on met comme enseigne Église de Dieu.
Église de Dieu.
Église de Dieu.
Devil.
C'est démoniaque.
Démoniaque. Amen.
Amen.
So it's either it is light or darkness.
Soit c'est la lumière ou les ténèbres.
So you must go and examine your foundation.
Donc vous devez examiner vos fondations.
What foundation do you have?
Quelle est votre fondation?
National.
Est-ce national?
Tribal.
Tribal.
Family.
Familial.
You say Abraham, you must come out.
On dit, j'ai dit Abraham de sortir.
Abraham packed his things and left.
Abraham a fait ses affaires.
His father was an idol worshipper.
Son père était un idolâtre.
He had family gods.
Ils ont un dieu familial.
Abraham left it.
Et Abraham a quitté la maison.
If Abraham left his own, you must leave your own.
Si Abraham aussi avait quitté.
Amen. Because there's no respect of persons. Amen. So it's not just the mind we are speaking of.
La pensée dont nous parlons.
It has to do with emotions.
Pas seulement la pensée, ça doit.
It has to do with the desires.
Le désir.
And this one is called passions. The emotion and desire is called passion.
L'émotion et le désir, on appelle les deux la passion.
Amen.
Amen.
And when the mind fell,
lorsque la pensée échoue,
the emotions and the desire took over the soul.
L'émotion et le désir prennent contrôle de l'âme.
And began to rule over the soul.
Il commence par prendre le contrôle de l'âme.
And the mind became carnal.
Et la pensée devient maintenant charnelle.
The mind became fleshly.
La pensée devient charnelle.
The mind became turned away from God.
La pensée est coupée de Dieu.
Amen.
Amen.
And this soul can never rise in God.
Et cette âme ne peut pas.
This soul can never be the son of God.
Et cette âme ne peut pas être l'âme d'un fils de Dieu.
When God wants to communicate with you,
lorsque Dieu veut communiquer avec vous,
it doesn't make you feel good.
Il ne vous amène pas à vous sentir bien.
God speaks to your mind.
Dieu parle à votre
âme. Amen. And the Lord said to Moses. Amen. And the Lord said to Moses.
Et Dieu a dit à Moïse.
Amen. So if God wants to do anything with you, the mind must be restored.
Si Dieu veut faire quelque chose avec vous,
so you need the mind of Christ.
Vous devez avoir la pensée.
Amen. And by the way, that mind of Christ was in the beginning with God.
Et cette pensée de Christ est en réalité le commencement de Dieu.
From that mind of Christ came forth the word. Don't you understand?
Cette pensée de Christ de Dieu est arrivé le monde.
And the word was with God.
Le monde découle de la pensée de Dieu.
So the mind of Christ has been from beginning. Don't you understand?
La pensée de Dieu.
Amen. So God is not going to do anything about the soul except he restores the mind of Christ.
Donc l'enjeu c'est la restauration de la pensée de Christ.
So you have the mind of Christ.
Donc vous avez la pensée de Christ.
Now you may think I don't like your country.
Vous pouvez penser que je n'aime pas votre pays.
It's not a matter of national pride.
C'est pas un sujet.
Or tribal pride, or family pride. It's a matter of salvation of the soul.
Un enjeu de salut. C'est un sujet de.
The soul must be saved.
L'âme doit être sauvée.
And the soul must receive the mind of Christ.
L'âme doit recevoir la pensée de Christ.
That's what the Bible calls the beheading of the soul.
C'est ça ce que la Bible appelle l'emprise de l'âme.
Paul said, I am crucified with Christ.
Paul dit, je suis crucifié avec Christ.
That is what you are talking about.
C'est de ça qu'on parle.
When the soul is crucified,
si la pensée, l'âme, pardon,
he receives a new life.
Vous avez une nouvelle vie.
That new life is the mind of Christ.
Et cette nouvelle vie, c'est la pensée de Christ.
The mind of Christ begins to feed the soul, don't you understand?
Et la pensée de Christ commence par nourrir.
It begins to bring life into the soul.
Commence par amener la vie dans l'âme.
And the soul begins to rise.
Et la vie et l'âme commence par s'élever.
Amen. Amen. Now, in the tabernacle,
dans le tabernacle,
we'll close in a minute. In the tabernacle, Brother George drew the picture for us. There are two experiences. And that is where the soul comes to. There is a table. There is a place of light also. The soul must receive energy.
L'âme doit recevoir une énergie.
And the soul must receive enlightenment.
Et l'âme doit être vivifiée.
Amen. The Bible says that the spirit of man is a candle, is a lamp of the Lord.
Et la Bible dit, l'esprit de Dieu, c'est la bougie.
I think it's Proverbs 20.
Quand on retrouve dans Proverbes 20.
27. All right. So he says that the Spirit of God brings light to the spirit of man.
Amène la lumière à l'esprit de l'homme.
And by so doing, the spirit of man brings light to the soul of man.
Ceci faisant,
amen.
L'esprit, l'âme de Dieu.
So this soul must be enlightened.
I
said the spirit of man,
l'esprit de l'homme,
the spirit of God brings light.
L'esprit de Dieu amène la vie,
enlightenment,
la lumière,
into the spirit of man.
L'esprit.
Yeah, that's what Proverbs 20:27 says.
Proverbe 20 verset 27 dit.
It's a giving light to the inward parts of the belly.
Donner la vie à toutes les différentes parties du corps.
The belly means the soul. The belly means the soul.
Le sein veut dire l'âme.
So the purpose of the baptism,
donc, le but du baptême,
is to bring the soul into the holy place.
Dans le lieu saint.
Okay, so what it means is that the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not just to speak in tongues.
Le but du baptême, c'est pas de parler en langue.
But that the Spirit of God might begin to come into the soul.
Mais de permettre à l'Esprit de Dieu de venir en vous.
Physically,
physiquement,
your character will change.
Physiquement, votre caractère va changer.
And the Bible says that their fruits,
la Bible dit, par vos fruits,
you will know them.
Par leurs fruits, vous allez les connaître.
It didn't say by the miracles they are doing in Nome, you will know them.
À travers les miracles.
But by your fruits, you will know them.
À travers leurs fruits.
Amen. And it is the fruit of the Spirit.
Et c'est les fruits.
So as the Spirit of God begins to come into the soul,
et lorsque l'Esprit de Dieu commence à venir dans l'âme,
there will be self-control.
Il y a maintenant la maîtrise de soi.
The man will stop stealing God's money.
La personne va arrêter de voler l'argent de Dieu.
Amen. He will not need bodyguard.
Il n'a pas besoin de garde du corps.
He will have one wife.
Il aura une seule épouse.
He will have self-control.
Il aura la maîtrise de soi.
He will be meek.
Il sera doux.
He will be humble.
Il sera humble.
He will not strive.
Il va pas,
he will be patient.
Il sera patient. Il va pas lui
dire. He will be full of joy.
Il sera rempli de joie.
He will be full of kindness.
Il sera rempli de bonté.
The fruit of the Spirit will begin to tumble out of his soul.
L'esprit, le fruit de l'esprit.
Amen. It will be like a river flowing.
Il sera comme une rivière qui coule.
Hallelujah. He will give life to those who are around him.
Il donnera la vie à ceux qui sont autour de lui.
He will be an example.
Il sera un exemple, un modèle.
Hallelujah. That is what you see physically. But inwardly, the Holy Ghost is doing the work. Amen. He's beginning to work on his mind. He's working on his emotions. He's working on his desire, on his will. So his appetite begins to change.
Son goût maintenant va changer.
His appetite for the things of God begins to change.
Son goût pour les choses de Dieu vont changer.
He doesn't need to go and read Pastor Yonggi Cho before he can come and preach to God's people.
Il n'a pas besoin d'aller appeler un pasteur, Pastor Yonggi Cho, pour venir maintenant prêcher la bonne nouvelle aux gens.
He doesn't need to.
On n'a pas besoin de lire les autres. Les écritures de Yonggi Cho, d'autres personnes écrites pour venir pour prêcher.
Il n'a pas besoin maintenant de s'inspirer des prédications d'autres pasteurs pour venir prêcher la parole de Dieu.
He doesn't need to go to Nigeria to study Nigerian preachers the way they are doing.
Il n'a pas besoin d'aller au Nigeria étudier la manière de faire des pasteurs pour venir.
So he will be a successful preacher in Togo.
Il sera un prédicateur réussi ici.
He receives a revelation direct from God.
Il reçoit la révélation directement de Dieu.
Don't you understand? His heaven is open to God.
Sa pensée est ouverte à Dieu.
Because he has the mind of Christ.
Il a déjà la pensée de Dieu.
Because it's the mind of Christ that ministers life. Amen.
C'est la pensée de Christ qui.
Hallelujah. So he begins to bear fruit.
Il va commencer par produire des fruits.
His desires change. His will changes. So the fruit of Christ begins to come forth in him. Amen. That is the evidence that he has come into Christ. But you see, when you come into Christ, it's a long journey. Because the Bible says there is a little child in Christ. And then a mature person in Christ. Amen. The Bible says that milk is for what? For children. Those who do not have discernment. But that strong meat belongs to those who are matured.
Appartient à ceux qui sont matures.
Who have their senses exercised.
Qui ont exercé leurs sens.
To separate the good from the evil. Amen. Hallelujah. So the church will have been drinking milk for too long. So God is throwing our feeding bottle away. He says it's time to eat strong meat. Amen. You need to eat filet. Filet, no more milk, filet, eat filet. Amen. Hallelujah. Steak, eat steak. So for some of you, this meeting may be a strong steak. Amen. So it may be strong meat. But it's good for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is saying, grow up. Paul says, we speak wisdom among those who are wise. Amen. A small child does not have wisdom. Anything you give goes to the mouth. Whether it's clean or not clean, it goes to the mouth. And we have done that for a long time. Amen. The Bible says, test the spirit to know whether it's of God. Hallelujah. So it's not just any preacher that comes from Nigeria, you start running after them.
C'est pas un
prédicateur
qui va venir.
C'est un
pasteur qui vient de Nigeria.
Ah, pasteur from the US, you run there.
Un pasteur qui vient des États-Unis, on va le suivre.
Test the spirit.
Tester d'abord l'esprit.
And Brother Paul told us how to test the spirit.
Et le pape Paul nous a dit comment tester.
Any ministry that is not preaching the full gospel.
Et tout ministère qui ne prêche pas l'évangile dans son entier.
Of Alpha and Omega, don't take it. Amen. Any ministry that is not obeying God,
tout ministère qui n'obéit pas à Dieu,
is not from God.
N'est pas de Dieu.
Amen. Anyone that tells you doesn't matter. Any ministry that tells you doesn't matter.
Ça ne fait rien.
Ça ne fait rien.
Tout ministère qui va banaliser ce message.
Or that tells you that makes any allowance for the flesh. That is telling you you must keep dot. You know it's not from God. That ministry is from Bible school.
Ce ministère vient de l'église biblique.
Amen.
L'école biblique, pardon.
You need the mind of Christ, not Bible school.
De la pensée de Christ et non de l'école biblique.
Which Bible school did Peter have?
Est-ce que Paul avait une école biblique?
Non.
So that they looked at them, they said that these were ignorant men.
Quand on observait Paul au moment de la Bible, on disait qu'ils étaient des hommes ignorants.
But they knew that they had been with Jesus.
Amen.
You need Jesus. When you have the mind of Christ, you don't need Bible school.
Quand vous avez la pensée de Christ, vous n'avez pas besoin d'une école biblique.
Amen. So I think I'm going to stop here.
Je pense m'arrêter ici.
But God is moving us on.
Mais Dieu est en train de nous amener vers la.
You know, when the ego wants to train the child, the small ones.
Si l'aigle veut entraîner ses enfants, ses petits.
He carries it on the back.
Il les met sur son dos.
And he goes to look for strong wind.
Et il attend un vent violent.
When he sees the strong wind, he runs away. The wind will carry the little one, throw it everywhere. Amen. And while it is struggling, it goes under to wait for it to fall. When it falls, it carries it again on the back and goes high again. Amen. After one or two or three times, that small one is ready to go. Amen. So right now your capacity is being enlarged. The foundations you have received is being destroyed. Because God wants to give you the real foundation. Amen. After some time, you will be the one to preach. Agreed.
Amen.
You'll be preaching this message, amen. Amen. Not just preaching, but you'll be living it out. Amen. You will be the one that will be standing against it in Togo, amen. And you'll be able to strengthen others also. Paul said, the things I have given to you, he said, you commit it to faithful men, amen.
Vous devez les transmettre aux gens fidèles.
Who will be able to teach others?
Ils
amen.
Capables d'enseigner aussi d'autres personnes.
So that is the hope we have.
C'est ça l'espoir que nous avons.
We're not here to form a church.
Nous sommes pas ici pour former une église.
We're here to just give you the word.
Nous sommes ici pour vous enseigner la parole de Dieu.
What you do with it is between you and God.
Ce que vous allez faire de ça, c'est entre vous et Dieu.
We're not asking you for offering.
On ne va pas vous demander de l'offrande.
We're not asking you for anything. Amen.
We
just ask you to obey God.
On demande seulement de payer à Dieu.
Go to God. Go to God.
Allez à Dieu.
And the Bible said that those men, after they heard, they went back to check. That those Christians in Berea, they went back to check the scriptures.
On dit, la Bible dit, ceux qui ont eu l'enseignement sont partis.
Les chrétiens de Béré vont maintenant aller chercher l'information. So go and sachez.
Allez maintenant chercher.
If the things we are saying are in the Bible, amen.
Si ce que vous avez écouté ici se trouve dans la Bible.
And if you have any questions,
si vous avez des questions,
we are ready for your questions.
On est maintenant prêt pour vos
questions. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, please do. Praise God.
J'ai une question que je voulais dire en Hébreu chapitre 11. À partir du verset 8 jusqu'à verset 10. Ça m'a venu à l'esprit quand le frère parlait d'Abraham, que Dieu lui a dit de quitter sa nation, son tribu et sa famille. Et j'ai pensé à cette écriture. Hébreu 11, chapitre 11, verset 8. C'est par la foi qu'Abraham, lors de sa vocation, obéit et partit pour un lieu qu'il devait recevoir en héritage et qu'il partait sans savoir où il allait. C'est par la foi qu'il vit s'établir dans la terre promise, comme dans une terre étrangère, habitant sous des tentes, ainsi qu'Isaac et Jacob, les co-héritiers de la même promesse. Car il attendait la cité qui a de solide fondement. Celle dont Dio est architecte et le constructeur. Alors je vois que c'est le même message que nous sommes en train de recevoir. Pour nous, ça peut ne pas être quitter un lieu physique, mais dans nos œuvres spirituelles, qu'on quitte un lieu pour arriver à un autre lieu. Comme le frère nous a montré d'Alpha à Omega, que nous continuons notre marche parce que nous cherchons nous aussi une cité où Dieu est l'architecte et le constructeur.
Take this one. This one is not working well.
Okay, question.
C'est vrai,
you can give him. Okay.
C'est vrai que comme les gens de Béré ont fait devant Paul aller chercher dans les. Nous allons chercher. Mais je trouvais que nous n'allons pas trouver. On voudrait quand même que plus chose. Lui, il a déjà fait un pas vers la chose, il peut nous donner des indications sur la chose. C'est pour cela que je vais poser cette question. Il parle de la joie comme étant quelque chose qui n'est pas dans les écritures. Pourtant, nous avons vu quand Abraham allait trouver une femme pour son enfant. Il a fait quelque chose. Quand, comment vous appelez ça là, Jacob allait se marier, on lui a demandé quand même de faire quelque chose. Nous savons que c'est vrai, c'est l'ombre des choses à venir. S'il peut un peu vous éclairer sur ce truc-là, ça nous fera voir. Amen.
The second one is
not working. The battery is
closed.
It's okay.
No,
tu
penses
que... No.
Tu n'as pas retenu?
No.
Ah, okay. It says that, yes, they are going to search the scriptures, you know, just as the Berean Christians did. You know, but for right now, I still want to ask a question.
Amen.
because at least for you to say some of the things that you have said, you must have had some experience. That's why you are saying the things that you have said. So the question is on bright price. You present a bright price as something that is not good. But in the scriptures, you know, when Abraham wanted a wife for his son, they went to repent, you know, to marry a wife for his son. So could you please, you know, shed more light on this?
Jacob
took 7 years to get his wife. He walked again and again to get his wife.
Amen. Well, praise God. So I'm very happy we have someone who has reading his Bible.
The second one is not working.
Ah, okay.
Take this one. Yeah, you. Take this one. Yeah, because I too study the scriptures. And so when you are studying the scripture, there are certain things, certain rules you have to observe. So you have to let the scripture explain itself. Yes. So the scriptures are self-explanatory. Okay, good. So the first one you mentioned is Genesis 24. That is Abraham getting a son for his getting a wife for his son.
Abraham cherchant une femme à son fils.
This brother told you the word of God has three dimensions.
Le père avait dit que la parole de Dieu a trois dimensions.
That is the natural dimension, Abraham.
La dimension naturelle, Abraham.
And Isaac.
Isaac.
And Rebecca.
Rebecca.
And what's his name? Eliezer. So actually, you are speaking about God the Father as Abraham. You are speaking of Isaac, who is Christ. You are talking about Rebecca, who is the church. So, and you are speaking of Eliezer, who is the Holy Spirit. So see, the story has changed. So you're not just looking at a natural story, you're looking at a spiritual story.
On ne considère pas l'aspect naturel de la chose, mais
that concerns you.
Ce qui vous concerne.
It's speaking about your soul also.
Ça parle aussi de l'âme.
Because your soul is a bride.
L'âme c'est
une mariée.
Voilà, elle épouse.
Hein? The soul is a bride.
Elle épouse.
To be married to Christ.
Qui va se marier maintenant à Christ.
Amen. Good. So that story has different dimensions.
Donc cette histoire a plusieurs dimensions.
And is the perfect example of Christian marriage.
Et c'est l'exemple parfait du mariage chrétien.
It is not the marriage of Israelites.
C'est pas le mariage des Israélites.
It is the marriage of the people of God.
C'est le mariage du peuple.
Because Abraham is a type of Christ.
Parce que Abraham est le type de Christ.
So he says, go to my people to marry a wife for my son.
Il a dit, va vers mon peuple et épouse une femme.
Take it from the Canaan.
Good. So the traditions
la tradition
of Genesis 24 is not traditions of Togo.
La tradition de Genèse 24 n'est pas la tradition togolaise.
Which is the same as the tradition of the Canaanites.
Qui est la même que la tradition des Canaanites, des Canaanites.
Because he said, do not go to the Canaanites to get a wife for my son.
N'allez pas vers les Canaanites pour épouser une femme.
But you must go to my people.
Vous devez aller vers mon peuple.
Which is the people of God.
Qui est le peuple de Dieu.
So if a young man wants to get married,
donc si un jeune homme veut se marier,
he must come to the people of God.
Il doit venir au peuple de Dieu.
And if he's going to get married, he must marry according to the tradition of the people of God.
Vous devez vous marier selon la tradition du peuple de Dieu.
Good. So when Eliezer went,
donc lorsque Eliezer était parti,
he went with a gift.
Il est parti envoyer
the Bible,
un cadeau.
He went with a gift.
Avec des dons, des cadeaux.
He went with a gift.
Il est parti avec des cadeaux.
So when Christian people want to get married, they must go with a gift.
Donc quand le peuple de Dieu, les chrétiens veulent se marier, ils doivent aller avec des cadeaux.
So if you go and collect a list,
si vous allez chercher
la liste. Alors, hein? If you go and collect a list, it's no longer gift.
Quand vous avez une liste, ce n'est plus.
It is covetousness.
C'est le covetisme.
C'est la convoitise.
Hein? I have four daughters, right?
J'ai quatre enfants.
So I have.
Quatre filles, pardon.
So if I'm covetous.
Si.
If I'm a covetous person, it means I'm going to be a rich man. Because I will have a list. If you want to marry my daughter, this is the list you are going to bring. It is oppression.
C'est l'oppression.
Amen. So the young men do not have money.
Les jeunes maintenant n'ont pas d'argent.
They have to go and break the bank.
Ils doivent venir aller faire un prêt à la banque.
In order to get married.
Pour faire un mariage.
Amen.
Amen.
So that is not Christian marriage.
Donc c'est pas le mariage chrétien.
Because when you go, they have a list of things you should bring.
Quand vous allez, on vous donne une liste des choses à.
It's no longer a gift.
Faire le mariage. C'est
plus. Amen. And when he went with a gift,
lorsque vous allez avec un cadeau,
it was for every member of the family.
C'est à tout à chacun, à tout à.
Everybody, everybody was covered.
Tout on doit donner des cadeaux à toute personne de la famille.
When you look at the list.
Si vous voyez la liste.
The list is just for father and mother, that's all.
La liste qu'on vous donne, c'est juste pour le père et la mère.
So the Christian marriage is better.
Donc le mariage chrétien est beaucoup plus.
And we have been doing that. You know, we are in the fellowship I come from.
Et de la communion de l'église donc.
And I'm telling you from experience, it's much better, much easier.
Et à travers l'expérience que j'ai, je pense que c'est meilleur.
Now the problem is that.
Maintenant le problème c'est que.
The Christian people believe that it is not possible to do it.
Le problème c'est que les chrétiens pensent que c'est pas possible de le faire.
Now Eliezer went with his own culture.
Eliezer a fait la même chose dans sa propre.
You understand? He went there. They said, "What do you want to say?" Look, he said, "I have my own program. I want to execute."
Il a dit, j'ai mon propre programme que j'aimerais exécuter.
They said, according to our culture, you must eat first before you present what you have.
On dit, selon ma culture, vous devez d'abord manger avant de présenter ce que vous avez à dire.
Eliezer said, no, I have my own culture.
Eliezer a dit, non, j'ai ma propre culture.
I will give my gift first before I eat.
Je vais donner d'abord mes cadeaux avant de manger.
Amen. So it is the same standard everywhere.
C'est le même standard partout.
All right. And when they spoke to the woman,
lorsqu'ils ont parlé à la femme,
she ran to her brother.
Elle est allée vers son père.
which represents the people of God. So if a young girl is to be married, when they tell her they want to, she should go to the people of God to pray. And then there will be a witness. There will be a witness that this is of the Lord. Amen. Alright, and then of course they did the marriage and it was sorted out. Now you talk about Jacob, right? Jacob did not pay dot.
Jacob n'a pas payé de dot.
Open your Bible.
Ouvre ta Bible.
Jacob said, "I will serve."
Jacob a dit, "Je vais servir."
Laban didn't say, "You will serve." Laban did not say, "This is the price you will pay."
Laban n'a pas dit ceci est ce que tu dois faire.
Jacob was in love.
Jacob était amoureux.
That is, so he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. He was excited for his wife. He says, "I'm ready to serve."
Il a dit, il est disponible à servir.
Ce n'est pas doute.
C'est pas la dot.
It was love.
C'est l'expression.
Amen. When you love your wife,
si vous aimez votre épouse,
if you ask this man now,
si vous demandez au monsieur,
he loves his wife.
Il aime son épouse.
He does everything.
Il fait tout pour plaire à son épouse.
If you love your wife, you will do anything you want. This is not so, brother.
Si vous aimez une femme, vous êtes.
Amen. Because it's agape love.
Ça s'appelle l'amour agape.
Brother Bot will always tell us about his wife.
Le frère Bert nous parle toutefois de son épouse.
Okay, that's what I said. Amen. When you love your wife, you talk about her. Amen. So it was not demanded. Now, in the cases where there was bride price in the Bible, we'll look at a few scriptures. Shechem said, "I will pay a bride price." When he raped Dinah. He was the one that said, "I will pay." Because it was a tradition of the Canaanites.
Good.
It wasn't commanded by God. Check your Bible. Now, the other case of dot was Saul. Saul was playing church politics. Saul. Uh-huh. He was playing church politics. This young man, David.
Ce jeune homme, David.
If I keep quiet, this man will drive me from the throne.
Si je me tais, il va me chasser de la throne.
They had a meeting. Let us do something and kill him.
Donc essayons de manigancer quelque chose pour le tuer.
Let us tell him to go and bring 100 foreskins of the Philistines.
Donc demandons lui d'amener 100 Philistins.
So that while he goes to do that, they will kill him.
En le faisant, on peut le tuer, voilà.
All right, it was murder.
C'est un meurtre.
It's not from God.
C'est pas de Dieu.
The last scripture.
La dernière écriture.
It says, if a young man rapes a young woman.
Dit si un jeune homme viole une jeune fille.
He will be fined.
On va le trouver.
He will be given a punishment. He will be given a punishment. And that punishment is that he will bring 50 shekels of silver.
Et cette punition, c'est qu'il apportera 50.
It is punishment. When you want to marry a wife, is it punishment?
Si vous voulez épouser une femme,
hein? When you want to marry a wife, is it punishment? It's a thing of joy.
If you marry the wrong woman.
Amen. So the word of God is plain.
Donc là,
amen. There is no doubt in the Bible.
Et dans la Bible, il n'y a pas de doute.
Hallelujah. So it is self-explanatory, very clear.
L'explication va de soi.
Amen.
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 Donc je crois que ce qu'il veut faire comprendre, c'est que quand une vie, il y a par exemple des parents de la femme
Que c'est comme ça qui est maintenant cette chose là. Bon, moi-même, quand je veux prendre une femme et que j'amène un cadeau, je prends ça.
C'est l'expression de l'amour.
C'est l'expression de l'amour. Oui. C'est ça, c'est la différence. Oui. D'accord. Bon.
Ok, he summarized it. Praise the Lord. Acclamons de Dieu. Amen. Ok, yes.
Moi, je vais poser une question. J'aimerais poser une question. Nous qui avons des garçons, par exemple, moi, je suis venu ici, j'ai suivi l'enseignement et j'ai écouté l'enseignement, je l'ai suivi. Donc, arrivé dans mon église, moi, par exemple, arrivé dans mon église, j'ai un fils. Il va trouver une fille, il veut épouser la fille et on va faire le pasteur. Parce que c'est ce qui est instauré pour nos églises ici, au Togo ici. Donc on va le pasteur vous allez voir, le pasteur, ou bien la communauté de l'église, va passer voir les parents de la fille. Et on vous donne la fille de l'autre.
Wants to get married to a young girl in one of the churches, you know, and usually, you know, the pastor, you know, is important in such cases, and they ask, you know, for the certificate, you know, of the bride price, that even in the registry, you have to present a certificate that you have actually paid the bride price before anything can happen. So, in such situation, you know, what can you do?
I think you know better because because in Kinshasa,
yeah.
In Kinshasa, hello, in Kinshasa, there's we had this kind of setting. You have a fellowship like this, some brother, okay, and then one of the young men. Okay, wanted to get married. All right, and they went through it. They went through it without paying bride price. I can't remember all the details, but I know that when they went to the family, the elders of the church went with him.
Le leader de l'église, l'ancien de l'église, est parti avec eux.
And when they went there, they told them that they do not believe in dot.
Ils ont dit qu'ils ne croient pas à la dot.
Now the key is the woman to be married.
On dit tout dépendra de la fille ou de la femme qui sera être.
So for your sons.
Donc pour votre fils.
They must first of all believe God.
Yeah.
That's where it begins. Do you believe God? Like the story the brother gave. Somebody is in the war front. Somebody is in the place of war. And he wants to be baptized. So would you say because I am in the war front, I will not baptize? He went to God. God told him what to do. So, if a young man wants to get married, a man, alright, he must first of all believe that this word is from God. That's number one. Then the woman must also believe it is from God. Now, if the woman believes it is from God, she will go to her parents.
Si la femme croit que le principe vient de Dieu, elle ira vers ses parents.
I said Jesus has paid the price for me.
Pour dire Jésus a déjà payé le prix pour moi.
Because Jesus said we are bought with a price.
J'ai été racheté avec un prix.
So I am free.
Donc je suis libre.
Amen. So any man coming to marry me is bringing gifts.
Donc celui qui va m'épouser va.
He's not coming to buy me.
Des cadeaux.
Because Jesus has already paid a price on my head. Amen. I'm already redeemed. So I don't need any more redemption money. Because dot is redemption money. So if she goes to her parents before time and tells them that this is my stand.
Donc si la femme va vers ses parents pour leur dire que ceci est mon point de vue.
By the time the young man comes along,
lorsque le monsieur va venir,
they know that this one is different.
On saura que ce cas est différent.
Amen.
Amen.
They know this one is different.
On saura que ceci est différent.
And they will not disturb you.
Et ils vont pas vous
déranger. They might try to shake it up a bit.
Il y aura des désaccords.
And that is where the church comes in.
Et c'est là que vient l'église.
So there should really be a group of people who believe the word that God is giving.
Qui croit en ce que Dieu dit.
So that's why I said it is your choice. Because you have heard the word. If you believe it is the word of God, then it becomes your responsibility to stand for it. Now, when
you...
So if those who are in leadership in the church begins to stand for it,
en position de leader à l'église, tiennent ferme en ce qui concerne ce principe.
That is the example that the leadership should show in the body of Christ.
C'est l'exemple que le leadership à l'église doit montrer.
The brother and sister will be encouraged.
Les frères et sœurs doivent être encouragés.
Because it is difficult for one man to break tradition.
Parce que c'est très difficile à une seule personne de briser.
It is for a group of people to do. Amen. So that's why it's important what you do with what you are hearing. So if you are really, really serious,
si vous êtes vraiment engagé,
very soon you will have a marriage to do.
Vous allez à célébrer un mariage.
Then God will test you.
Dieu va vous tester.
Amen. To know whether you are serious or not. Amen. And if you stand, then you break the power of the devil and others will follow you. Amen. That's our own story, because when they came and preached to us, we found it very difficult. We didn't think it was possible, but God helped us. We did the first one and we broke through. We did the second one. We broke through. Now it's like water. It's like routine. Amen. So you need to stand and you have your own testimony also. Amen. Okay.
Ce que la mairie demande, l'attestation de la haine de top, l'État n'a pas imposé quand que ce soit pour détruire le pays. La dot que l'État, c'est une attestation du consentement des parents. Qu'on sache que les parents ont accepté que le garçon épouse la fille, c'est que la fille épouse l'homme. C'est une forme d'attestation, non? Officiellement, la dot, c'est dit que ça.
Oui, même si c'est
vrai. Oui, donc c'est voilà. Mais là où moi je comprends bien ce que notre prédicateur dit, c'est la liste que vous allez prendre auprès de la famille de la fille. Si vous allez dans la famille de la fille, on vous dira allez voir tel Dieu, allez voir tel, allez voir tel. Donc ça devient un esprit de cette famille-là. C'est une attitude. Et lorsque vous prenez cette liste-là et que vous convenez, dans ce sens que vous rentrez dans une alliance.
Oui.
Vous rentrez dans une alliance. Vous soumettez le mariage à une force.
Oui.
Vous avez déjà lié le mariage.
You can interpret to us now. We were not meaning.
What the court is asking for?
They need to hear.
What the
just hang on a bit. Just hold on.
What the court is asking for is not really for a certificate of bride price, but more of a certificate
consent.
Consent from the parents.
That's right.
That we agree for our daughter
to be married. Yes.
To this person.
Amen.
That is what the court asks for. You know.
No.
So then he said, then officially. you know, what the law say here, that the bride price should be 10,000, you know, CFA. Uh-huh. So they are saying whether 10,000 or more is the principle that is wrong.
Yes.
So that they must, you know, they must drop. So he continues to say that if already right from the beginning, you know, you now say, go and see this old man in the family, go and see that old man in the village. As you are doing that, you are already submitting the marriage.
Amen.
Bon, bon, bon,
bon, bon. Amen. Oui, 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 oui. Very good. Excellent. Bon. Excellent. Okay. Yeah. So you can see that the law is silent, but it is the pastor that is causing the problem. It's the pastor causing the problem. That's why the pastor must repent. So the problem is from the church. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, any more questions? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Et pour le problème du baptême, comme vous avez parlé de cette opportunité qui sont maintenant, pour que les gens puissent se faire baptiser.
For baptism, since you said that it's an opportunity for some people who want to get baptized.
Yes.
Jusqu'à présent, on n'a pas vu quand même de manifestation parmi ceux qui sont ici.
Ouais, ouais,
quelqu'un n'a pas dit.
But it's for you and Yadé, not me.
We have not had anybody.
Alléluia. Je disais que c'est une opportunité qui se présente maintenant pour se faire baptiser. Parce que moi, j'ai vu quand même parmi des gens qui ont reçu depuis longtemps Christ et qui se sont fait baptiser et qui ont encore reçu Christ aujourd'hui. Ça veut dire que quand on continue maintenant, d'autres encore ont envie de recevoir Christ. Parce qu'ils ont compris que ils n'ont pas bien reçu. Comme l'opportunité s'est fait et se présente maintenant, ben nous allons quand même demander à tous ceux qui veulent, qui ont envie de se faire baptiser. Comme ça, on pourrait faire un programme. Sinon, si personne ne lève la main, on ne peut pas attendre que, bon, peut-être quelqu'un viendra demain et vous pouvez vous dire qui va se faire baptiser. Si quelqu'un veut se faire baptiser, qu'il vient, qu'il se manifeste. Alléluia.
Amen. Amen. So are you going to ask?
Oh,
definitely. What I just told about the
place. You said water is everywhere. Well, there's water everywhere in the city. There's water everywhere, so we don't need to go to any desert. It's everywhere. So those who want to baptize, give your name to Sister Felicia. And then we will organize a small talk, you know, for you. And then, well, it's late today. So we will try and find time before the meeting tomorrow evening, in the afternoon, after church, to do it. Amen.
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 Okay.